AI News by Conjero.
Stanford just released a study that lands at a weird moment for the agent boom. It says a lot of the perceived teamwork wins may actually be better funded inference, not magic collaboration.
That's a big distinction for product teams. If you're piling on planners, validators, and parallel workers, you need to know whether you're buying coordination or just burning more compute.
Importantly, the paper isn't an anti-agent manifesto. It asks a narrow methodological question. When multi-agent systems outperform, is the edge from the architecture or from the extra compute they use?
Right, many multi-agent pipelines are compute allocation schemes in disguise. Sampling multiple candidates, voting, re-ranking, and retries can look like teamwork, but the benefit can come from diversity plus more model calls.
Which means, if you normalize for compute, give a single strong model the same token budget or extra passes, the multi-agent edge often shrinks or disappears.
That said, there are real cases where coordination helps. Cleanly decomposable tasks, specialization across subtasks, and explicit cross-checking or verification that a one-shot model can't easily replicate.
And don't forget the operational cost. More agents add state management, tool routing, failure recovery, traceability, and real inference costs once you scale beyond prototypes.
So the practical checklist is simple: run proper baselines, compare against a single model version with the same token budget, test stronger prompting, and control for retries, latency, and parallel sampling.
The bar for claiming an agent advantage is higher now. Teams need efficiency-adjusted wins, accuracy per token, cost per task, lower errors at the same latency, or a capability that truly needs separation of roles.
In short, ask whether the performance delta survives normalization for compute and complexity. If it does, you've got a real coordination advantage. If it doesn't, you may just be paying for extra calls.
AI News by Conjero.